Bot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlick.
The fall is a great time for events, isn't it? It's a little cooler and people are wanting to get out after the heat of summer. Well, we're going to tell you about two events on this show today. And the first one I want to talk about is Brooks Bible College. Have you ever heard of it? Do you know that it exists in St. Louis, Missouri? Well, the president of Brooks Bible College is Dr. Robert Thurman, and he is with me in the studio today, and you can learn more about how you can get a great Bible education right here in your hometown. I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter. Dr. Thurman, welcome to Encounter.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Brooks Bible College, what is it all about?
Brooks Bible College was founded here in St. Louis in 1909 because there was a need for trained workers to serve churches here in St. Louis, Missouri. As a matter of fact, Edward Jones was one of the original trustees, the Edward Jones of the financial conglomerate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was originally started as a school to train lay workers. Now, over the many decades we've been in existence, we've transformed into an accredited Bible college and graduate school, and we train people exclusively for ministry. We have degrees in Bible, theology, ministry, and biblical counseling.
1909, Brooks Bible College was founded, and the mission of Brooks Bible College that has been constant over the years is what?
We exist to provide biblical education to raise up Christ-like leaders who are well-equipped to serve the church and to make an impact on the world.
Wow, that's a great calling, isn't it?
It's a privilege. It really is.
So tell us about some more of the history of the school.
It's named after James Hall Brooks, who was a prominent Presbyterian pastor here in St. Louis in the 1860s and 70s. He had a profound impact on Christianity all over the country. He founded the Niagara Bible Conferences. He wrote dozens of books, and he is considered the father of American dispensationalism.
What is dispensationalism for our listeners who may never have heard that word before?
Okay, it's simply a commitment to consistently using literal, grammatical, historical interpretation of the Bible. And that leads to a conclusion that God still has promises for Israel that will be fulfilled in the future, and that the church and Israel are not the same.
And the Word of God is inerrantly true, isn't it?
Absolutely. We believe it's inerrant, and we believe it's sufficient. We believe it's our total authority for everything we teach.
That's so important in these days and times when people want to look at the different translations. They want to have their own slant on what God's Word really says. But it's so important to read God's Word for what it says, isn't it?
The intent of the Holy Spirit expressed through the human author is paramount. We have to understand what the Bible meant to the people then before we can understand how to apply it today.
So what are the types of courses that you teach to help people get that good foundation?
Well, we teach biblical interpretation. We teach church history. We teach multiple theology classes, multiple biblical exposition classes, preaching or biblical communication for women. And we have a heavy emphasis in our graduate school on biblical counseling, just opening the Bible and using that to help people through the problems of life.
God's Word is so important in all of our lives, and as we keep Him first and study His Word, we can learn what He really wants us to know. Brooks Bible College, and Dr. Robert Thurman is my guest today on Encounter. So tell us about the program length.
We have certificate programs, which can last less than a year. We have associate's degree programs, which are 2 years typically. bachelor's degree programs, which are four, and we have a new master's degree that is a two-year program.
Oh, that's exciting. If someone wants to get a master's degree, what kind of degrees below that do you accept so they can get their master's?
You have to have a bachelor's degree to get into our master's program. And if your bachelor's degree program didn't include some Bible, we have courses to allow you to get that out of the way so that you can enter the Master of Biblical Counseling program.
Awesome. Awesome. Dr. Robert Thurman, you have an event coming up. Tell us about it.
Well, we have the President's Dinner, an event we do every year. This year, we have Steve Green as our special guest. And it is a time to update Brooks's supporters about the changes that are going on in the school, the needs of the school. Brooks is very unique as a college because we do not accept any government financial aid. We keep our tuition very low. A bachelor's degree or associate's degree student can take courses for $235 a credit hour. That's
a great amount.
A very low price. Yes. And our master's degree students take their credits for $325 an hour. You can finish an entire degree at Brooks for the cost of a semester at most colleges here in the area.
Amazing.
We do that only because we are supported by generous Christians and generous churches. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to have this model. Unfortunately, that means we ask people for money quite frequently, and often that's my responsibility. It's difficult.
But it is.
The average seminary graduate in the United States of America, according to the U.S. Department of Education, has between $60,000 and $90,000 in student loan debt. The average congregation in America has 75 people. How is someone $60,000 to $90,000 in debt going to be able to serve as the pastor or the youth pastor or in any capacity at a church with only 75 people? Rural churches and inner city churches are closing at a rate we've never seen before, and very often it's because they simply can't afford someone who's a seminary graduate to come and serve. And so we're trying to solve that problem. We have a commitment to graduate all of our students without any debt to us. That's why we keep the tuition so low.
That's wonderful. Now, where is Brooks Bible College located?
We are at the corner of East Concord and Lindbergh on Von Talgy Road.
So is that in South County Bible Church?
We rent facilities from South County Bible Church. We used to have a very large building, and we just didn't think it was good stewardship to continue to pay to maintain this 15,000 to 20,000 square foot building when it was more than what we needed. And so we have very low overhead, and that helps to make sure that what people give go right to helping students.
Brooks Bible College is located at South County Bible Church at 4111 Von Talgy Road, right, in St. Louis. That's 63128 in South County. So, Dr. Thurman, tell us more about the dinner and how people can register. And tell them a little bit about Steve Green.
The date is September 19th at 6:30 p.m. There's no cost. There will not be an offering taken. But we will tell you about what's going on at the college and all the ministry needs that are being filled by the graciousness of God and His people. But we're having Steve Green as our special guest. I remember being a Steve Green fan back when I was 15 years old, when he was the lead singer of White Heart, which was a contemporary Christian group. But soon after that, he went solo. His music was a lot less contemporary, but what an amazing voice and what an amazing testimony the man has. I remember the first time I saw him in concert, he began the concert by quoting Hebrews chapter 11 from memory. And then sang the song, Find Us Faithful. It was really impactful.
Brooks Bible College, you can learn more on September the 19th, 6:30 p.m. Where is the dinner going to be held?
It's going to be at Brooks Bible College in the auditorium of South County Bible Church, which we'll rent for that evening. We'll have a lovely catered meal. and a great time of fellowship. There will be student testimonies. I will speak briefly, and it's just a great night of celebrating what the Lord has done.
And how can people find out more and register?
You can register at our website, Brooks, which is spelled with an E, Brooks.edu.
Brooks.edu to find out more about the dinner and also to find out more about Brooks Bible College. Dr. Thurman, we have about 30 seconds left. Can you give me a great story of someone whose life was changed by going to Brooks?
I can. We started online education during COVID. We still have in-person students, of course, but this story takes a few seconds, but there's an elderly lady at my church who had just moved to St. Louis from Virginia. Last year, I invited her to the president's dinner. She had never heard of Brooks Bible College before. She came running up to me the next Sunday at church saying, "Pastor, I have to tell you something." It was right before church, and I really didn't want to hear anything, but she was so excited about what it was she wanted to share. She said, "I have a friend who is in Germany, and she is studying for a PhD there. And she is really telling me that she's losing her faith in the Bible. She's losing her faith in God because everything that she's experiencing in academia is tearing down the foundations of her faith." And the lady in my church says, "Well, I tried to encourage her. I tried to give her hope, but I really wasn't sure exactly what to say." But she said, she called me last week and she said, "My faith is back. It's been restored. I'm more confident that the word of God is true than I've ever been before." What happened? She said, "I attended a free class online at a place called Brooks Bible College. And the class was all about the reliability of God's word." And she says, when she called me, she was sitting on a train sharing a video of the lecture with a lady that she met from Finland while they were in Denmark. That is an incredible impact.
Incredible impact. Brooks Bible College, you can learn more at?
Brooks.edu.
Learn more at brooks.edu. Thank you very much for coming. We hope that you will learn more about Brooks Bible College. Brooks.edu. Come to the dinner September 19th. Dr. Thurman, thanks so much for your time today on Encounter. If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlich.com or email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlich's website, email her at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.